play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Baker Gym, Charleston High School for Silver Streak Basketball. And let's send things to PA announcer Mike Pyszynski for the starting lineup.
The annual Charleston High School Holiday Tournament. Competing in this second game of the evening session in the Gold Pool, the Flaming Hearts of Effingham taking on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are the starting five for the Silver Streaks of Knox County. Galesburg coming into this game with an 11-3 record. At one guard, a junior, number three, Allison Mangieri. The other guard, number 12, a senior, Paige Klink. At forward for Galesburg, number 30, Jessica Lieber, junior Lieber. The other forward, number 34, a senior, Myra Diggins. And at center for Galesburg this evening, number 42, a senior, Sadie Hamilton. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rooks, Jack Golingshorst, and Jay Barshinger. The home team for this game, the Flaming Hearts of Effingham, coming into this with a 9-3 record. At one guard for the Hearts, number two, a junior, Kelly Utz. The other guard, number four, senior, Bailey Pals. At forward for Effingham, number 24, senior, Madeline Totten. The other forward, number 33, sophomore, Caitlin Kaufman. And at center for Effingham this evening, number 44, a sophomore, Stephanie Robb. The Flaming Hearts are coached by Jeff Schaefer, assisted by Jill Kistner, Aaron Whitkers, and Troy Van Blaricum. And the officials for this contest this evening, Dennis Matthews, Rod Lewis, and Randy Jones.
All right, thank you to Mike Pyszynski, PA announcer here.
Is Artie Moreno now the superintendent in Galesburg?
Oh, my goodness. Knox County, by the way, is where we're located, in case you wonder. Streaks are in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. In fact, they will be for the rest of the tournament. The Hearts in their home white, trimmed in red. Tip won by the Streaks. Jessica Lieber with the ball in the backcourt. And the Flaming Hearts come out in a man-to-man defense. Allison Mangieri, right wing to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Out high on the left side, it goes to Paige Klink. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Myra Diggins on the right baseline. Out to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it out high on the right side. Gets to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. No score, just underway here. And Jessica Lieber's pass is knocked away, and it's stolen by Kelly Utz. Now it's still in the backcourt. It's Caitlin Kaufman, and they finally get it down court to Stephanie Robb down on the left block. Ball knocked away by Paige Klink. And, boy, I thought it went off a Robb pass, but the ball goes back to Effingham.
Paige Klink just swatted down at that ball, and it looked like knocked it away from Robb, and then Robb went to try to grab it back in, and she couldn't, and it went out of bounds. So
first substitutions, Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley check in. Inbounding is Bailey Powell's on the left baseline, and she gets called for 5 seconds and had a couple of chances to get it in.
Well, and right there, Stephanie Robb should have been called for a foul because she just did pretty much a fullback block on Casey Williams, pushing her all the way across the baseline. There was no screen involved.
Some full court pressure from Effingham this time. Now Sharon Diggins on the right side. Ooh, nice thought. Tried to get it down on the left block to Chloe Anderson, but the pass was too low off of Chloe's legs. Now the steal is made by Bailey Powles of Effingham.
And we're going to get it finally. There's a
charging foul.
No, it's going to be Kelly Utz with the with the screen, and she did the exact same thing that Stephanie Robb just did. She did her what they're doing is they're holding their arms up around shoulder level and pushing the streak defenders. You can stand still, but you cannot engage them with contact.
The trail official was the one that that made the call that time. Sharon Diggins drives left baseline, kicks out to Jessica Lieber, tab of the key. Jessica dribbles right, goes down to the block, right side. The runner is up, and short rebound comes down to Robb for Effingham. Outlet goes to Kelly Utz. Now it's Powles with it across midcourt left side, and her pass is stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey gets tied up, though, by Madeline Totten, and the possession arrow points toward Effingham. In for the streak, Sadie Hamilton checks back in, as does Paige Klink and Allison Mangieri. Also, Emma Junk and Hannah Smith in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, the driving lanes haven't really been open for the streaks. They need to start looking a little bit more outside to try to open them up.
Inbound pass comes to Robb. A straight-on 10-footer is up off the glass and in. And Effingham gets on the board first and leads 2-0, 6:35 to play first quarter. Sadie Hamilton made a pass. I'm not sure where she was going with that one, but it was fortunately for the streaks, it was tipped. I think maybe she's trying to go to Emma Junk down on the left block, and the pass got tipped and went out of bounds. It looked like it was just a bad pass, but I think it actually got tipped and deflected the other direction.
Well, the streaks don't really want Sadie bringing it the length of the court either. She's got to get that to the top of the key and set the offense up.
Inbound comes to Allison Mangieri on the left wing, drives to the free throw line, gets to Sadie, top of the key, fakes the three, drives in, scoops a shot up off the glass, no good, but a blocking foul is going to be called against
Caitlin
Kaufman. That'll be her first foul, second team foul now on Effingham. Nice move again. Sadie did have the open three, but she saw the defender trying to close out on her and took advantage of it.
Well, a good call by the official, too, because what Sadie did was she did that sidestep and kind of jumped away from the defender, and the defender kind of scooted with her and then tried to fake the contact. So good job by Sadie to keep the play alive as she misses on the first free throw attempt.
Sadie was 5-for-6 from the line earlier today, had 7 points, one basket, and 5-for-6 from the line. Came up short on that one. 6:26 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 2-0. Second shot is up, and that one is good. So the streaks get on the board and pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Powles to inbound. And it comes to Totten. Totten back to Powles in the backcourt. And across midcourt it goes to Kelly Utz. Utz on the right wing on the dribble. Still on the dribble. Swings it over to the left wing. This is Kaufman. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's short. But Robb, nobody got a body on Robb. And she got an easy offensive rebound and putback.
Yeah, nobody even closed out on her. Poor job by the streaks right there.
4-1. Now a nice pass from Sadie Hamilton down on the right block to Emma Junk. Shot gets blocked and goes out of bounds. Streaks will get it back as Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber check back in. And it'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks.
Tom, with this pressure again, the Streaks have to start looking on the exterior. Some more perimeter-oriented offense is what they need.
Sharon Diggins penetrates. Now kicks out to Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer right wing is short. Rebound on the weak side tipped around. Finally brought down by Madeline Totten. And her outlet pass stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Back to Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer right wing. That one's way short. And the rebound comes out long to Utz for Effingham. Well, they did just what you said. Sharon did a nice job of drawing the defenders, then kicking out for the three. Just couldn't get it to fall. Now Kaufman gets it down under the basket to Totten on the right side, and the streaks close out on her. The ball goes to the floor. We've got a tie-up. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley in there. And this time the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5:33 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-1.
Well, let's see if the Streaks try to work a little bit of offense here. Maybe get Jess Lieber open with a double screen at the top of the key. That might be the play to go with right here, especially with the over-pursuit of the defense.
Three-quarter court press by Effingham and a bump. Yeah. Thank you very much. Called on Bailey Powles as she ran into Jessica Lieber. And that is going to be the first foul on Powles. Now three team fouls already on Effingham with 5:24 to play in the first quarter. Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Chloe Anderson in for Galesburg.
Tom, Powles can't stick with the streak guards, and what needs to happen is they need to just keep going right by her. She's done some bumping, but the streaks can drive right past her. She doesn't have the lateral foot speed to stay in front of the streak offensive players.
Out high right side, it's Danny Teal with a working against Powles. Gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing. They close out on her. She penetrates down the right side. The ball gets knocked away, goes to the floor, and finally picked up by Kelsey Cramsey into the game, 5'6 senior for Effingham. And they're going to say what happened.
They're going to call a foul right here on Hannah Smith. They're going to say she bumped her. I thought they were going to call it out of bounds.
Yeah,
it looked like Totten was right on the sideline. Can't tell from our angle because it's across the floor. But Hannah Smith will get called for the foul.
So her first foul, first team foul on the streak. They were both going up after the ball. I didn't really see much contact, if any. Now a near steal, and it should have been a tie-up. It's not. It's got to be a travel.
Nope, they're going to call this a foul on Danny Teal. And Danny did a good job. The ball kind of bobbled around right there by Cramsey. Hit the hands of Danny. Danny just tried to keep her hand on the ball and gets called for the hold.
I mean, really the only options on that were either a jump ball or a travel,
right,
and neither one were called. So Danny picks up her first foul. Two team fouls on the streaks. Left baseline, Powell pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Weak side rebound comes down to Totten. Streaks not doing a good job on the boards as of yet. Utz with a shot from just inside the three-point arc top of the key. It's an air ball saved in bounds by Cramsey, and Hannah Smith comes up with it and gets bumped by Cramsey. And Cramsey got the worst of that one as Hannah Smith got a shoulder into her trying to get around her. And that'll be the first foul on Cramsey and the fourth team foul on Effingham. 4:38 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-1. Paige Plink, Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, Randy Sibley, Myra Diggins in for the Streaks.
Streaks just not getting very fluid offense going. You know, part of the issue, I think, is the fact that the last two games have just been such blowouts.
Yeah.
The Streaks have gotten to do what they want on offense, so they haven't had to run their offense to precision, and that's kind of being evident right here. They just don't seem to be able to have any lanes to go to.
Myra Diggins out high right side, gets to Paige Klink on the right wing, top of the key. Sharon Diggins with a straight on three, and it's good. Nice pick from Myra Diggins right in front of her, blocked out the defender, and that is the first basket for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now we've got a foul down on the baseline. I think it's going to go against Cramsey. I didn't see what happened. Yeah, Cramsey with a block. That's her second quick foul, and that is five team fouls now on Effingham as Rainey Sibley will inbound from the right baseline in for Effingham. It'll be...
Let's see.
Oh,
so
somebody not on the
screens again.
Yeah, somebody not on the roster, of course. Paige Klink, top of the key. Looks over the defense. Gives to Sharon Diggins. Right baseline. She'll fire another three. That one's short. And the rebound goes to the floor. Powell's picks it up and nearly gets tied up. And now it's knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Rainey down on the right block and gets knocked down from behind by Powell's. She picks up her second foul. Sixth team foul now on Effingham. We are tied at 4:03 to play in the first quarter as Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Marissa Miller, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A little bit smaller lineup in there for the Streaks now. Back in for Effingham will be Kelly Utz.
And I don't know what's going on here. The official talking with the Galesburg bench, I'm not sure if they're saying that somebody came in with an illegal substitution or... There's a discussion going on right now, and
I was thinking the official score, they didn't all get in front of her, and she let the official know they need to come to let her know. I think that's
in.
What happened, because I noticed some of them were all the way down on the other end of the scorers table there. So they were just letting them know where they need to go. Jessica Lieber out high right side. Now between the circles, it's Casey Williams out high right side to Chloe Anderson. Now Jessica Lieber has it, drives right baseline, gets bumped, no call, leans in, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Now a tie-up.
Wow is right, Tom. They're going to call a foul right here
on who? Casey Williams, Chloe Andrew.
I thought he signaled number three. They call it Allison Mangieri. I didn't even think she was in there.
Wow, it does go against Allison Mangieri. I mean, it should have been a tie-up. I thought it was either Casey or Chloe that were in there, and that was not a kick. She threw it under her leg, and it bounced off kind of the upper part of her leg. Okay, so a foul went against Allison Mangieri somehow. And that is the 13th foul now on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Utz on the dribble in the backcourt. This is Kelly Utz. She's got a sister, Courtney Utz, as well. I believe they're twins, both 5'6 juniors. Now running down the right side, layup up and good, and that's Susie Parks gets her first basket of the ball game. Chloe Anderson gets tied up. Now, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Chloe, somebody got their hand on the ball for a moment. The same official that last two times hasn't called the tie-up has called fouls. He blew the whistle and immediately called a tie-up that time.
Yeah, and the ball wasn't even held for all that long. And there was an illegal
screen. Wow, yeah, Casey Williams just got literally blocked. But fortunately, there was a travel. Casey's trying to turn to get up the floor. And I believe, I'm not sure who
Kelly
it was.
Utz. Kelly Utz just did another one of those where she gave her the two-arm shiver to hold her so she couldn't run back and sprint after the basketball.
3:32 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 6-4. Now a steal by Kelly Utz. Runs it down the right side. Hits it off the bottom of the glass. The foul's going to be called on Jessica Lieber. That'll be her first.
Well, there was an initial contact right there that wasn't called. Kelly Utz bodied up. Kind of knocked Jess off her balance. And then when she went back to try to regroup, Kelly Utz was able to pry it out of there. She's going to go to the free throw line now. Her first trip for anybody in this game other than Sadie, so that was She knocks down the first. It's now a three-point lead for the Flaming Hearts.
So scoring not coming quite as quickly as it did the first couple of games of this tournament for the Streaks. Back in for Galesburg, Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, Paige Plink, Sadie Hamilton, and Danny Teal. 3:27 to play first quarter, and the Streaks trailing 7-4. Kelly up to the free throw line, 5'6 junior guard for Effingham. Second shot up, that one's no good. Rebound bounces out long. It's run down by Paige Plink for the Streaks. Gives way to Sadie Hamilton in the backcourt. Long downcourt pass to Sharon Diggins in the right corner. Back out to Paige Plink, right wing. Now out high goes to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, fakes the three. Now gives to Paige Plink out between the circles. Paige dribbles right, now picks up and gives to Sadie between the circles. Sadie Hamilton with it, gives to Emma Junk, right side. Now it's Paige Plink out on the right wing with it. Tried to get over to Sharon Diggins, a little bit off the mark. Sharon couldn't get the handle on it, and the Streaks turn it over with 3:02 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, a bad pass right there by Paige. Generally on a bounce pass, you want to bounce it two-thirds of the way there. That ball bounced up and came across right about at Sadie's shin. So Paige has to do a better job of working on her passing angle right there.
This is Utz in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline, left of the center circle, wide open under the basket was Kaufman. Turned and put it up and in. That's her first basket, and it's 9-4. Quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins gets pushed. Can't hit
no
the shot.
Shot.
Boy, they called it. Sharon was in the act of shooting. She was coming up off the floor and got pushed by
number
22. And we'll see if the PA announcer, he's looking for it too, and he doesn't have it either.
So no, yeah,
he doesn't know the name either. So number 22 with a foul. So, well, she does get it to go to the free throw line because it's one of both. Should have been a two-shot foul, though. I mean, Sharon was trying to get up off the floor while she was getting pushed.
Right. She didn't have the ball very long before she went up.
So a chance at the one of bonus for Sharon Diggins. First one is up and good, so she will get the bonus. She's got four of Galesburg's 5 points. The other, Sadie Hamilton, on a free throw. 2:49 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 9-5. Now make it 9-6 as Sharon hits both, as she'll be replaced by Allison Mangieri. Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins in as well for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Looking. Got to be a five. Nope. Finally get it in, and it's knocked away by Allison Mangieri.
Yeah, good job by Allison Mangieri right there. They tried to get into number three, Abby Reed. Allison playing the passing lane perfectly, was able to knock that one away with her right hand.
Now the inbound from the sideline, long downcourt pass, and Reed able to run it down, laid it up, couldn't hit it. Rebound to Allison Mangieri, hands off to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Jessica across midcourt, left of the center circle, gives to Myra Diggins between the circles, out to the right wing to Rainey Sibley. Rainey looks over the defense to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Now it's to Jessica Lieber, left wing. Three-pointer is up. Good, and she's fouled! So if they say it's after the shot, it should be a one-a bonus. Should it not, or are they going to say it's on the shot? Nope, one shot.
They're
going to
call it on the shot.
Okay, so a three-pointer up and good.
I'll be honest with you. I think that was the appropriate call because Jess wasn't down on the floor yet, and that's why she went flying backwards. But a good job by Jessica Lieber right there. The Streaks set that one up so that they had a weak side screen to free her up for the open three.
And she nails a four-point play, and the Streaks have their first lead, 10-9 on that one play. 2:28 to play first quarter. Knocked away and stolen by Myra Diggins to Jessica Lieber. Jessica is going to pull it out and set up the offense for the Streaks to Casey Williams, top of the key. She fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes out long and a travel. Not called on the number 22, the unknown player for Effingham. Off it goes to Kaufman. Dribbles left down to the left corner. This is Courtney Utz. She can't hit the 15-footer. Rebound comes down to Reed on the far side. And we've got a tie-up between Rainey Sibley and it's Abby Reed. This time the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks as Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, and Hannah Smith check in for the Streaks. Back in for Effingham is Madeline Totten.
And she doesn't know who she's supposed to be going in for either.
Now
I don't
she
know.
Can't come back out.
She can't come back out. She just checked in.
And she
in.
Just did. Now he's bringing two people out. Now send her back in. Now it's Kaufman coming off.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that she didn't check in either.
No. Paige Plink across midcourt, picks up in front of the scorer's table, gets to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Sadie dribbles right down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders. The ball gets knocked away. They're going to say Sadie dribbled it off her own foot. Yeah, a little bit too much traffic to get through that time. There was three white jerseys there. Sadie didn't have much room to get through that time.
Well, that's that pullback jumper I'd like to see Sadie add to her game right there. She just takes one hard dribble in, pulls it back out, and he shoots the little four-foot jumper.
Now Sharon Diggins with a steal on the inbound. Goes baseline. Gets to Sadie on the left block. Up off the glass and good. Nice job by Sharon drawing the defender and dishing off.
9 streaks, full court pressure. Cross midcourt left side. Flaming Hearts, number 22, that we don't know who it
double
is. She
dribble.
Picked the ball up, and they didn't call the double dribble. Now Kaufman with a three-pointer from the right wing is an air ball. And now a foul on the rebound is going to be called on the putback on Sharon Diggins. That's going to be her first foul.
That was a blatant double dribble, too. She
picked
it right up on the baseline.
Yeah, with both hands right in front of the official, it looked like. So going to the free throw line is going to be Madeline Totten with two shots. Misses the first. 1:30 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 12-9.
It's been a back-and-forth affair here early in the game. The Streaks not having as easy of a time run their offense as we saw them in the first two games. And also defensively, they haven't generated the turnovers. They've still generated 9 turnovers in this game, but they've also committed 9.
Susie Parks into the ball game for Effingham. Second shot up and good for Totten. Make it 12-10. Now the Streaks turn it over as, didn't see who threw the pass, but they overthrew Sharon, got it out of her reach.
Well, and the Streaks have to stay in their game. They're trying to throw some home run passes right now, and that's not something they normally work on the press break. They usually work the ball up the floor, and they're just seeing all these home run passes thrown over the top of them.
And now a steal on that one by Emma Junk in the backcourt. Now Jessica Lieber has it, brings it across the timeline right at the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Myra Diggins out high right side. It's Emma Junk, top of the key. Jessica Lieber fires a long three, and it's good! Her second of the ball game. She's got 7, make it 15-10 streaks. Into the ball game, Josie Zeruzin, a 5'10 sophomore, for now a 5-second call as Zeruzin could not get the ball inbounds, and the Streaks are going to have it, and looks like we're going to have a timeout?
That
okay,
last,
one official thought there was a timeout called.
No, I don't think so. That last three-pointer by Jessica Lieber, reminiscent of Jessica Howard last year. She was a good two and a half feet behind the three-point arc. And you know what? If you can hit from there, that really creates space because it's rare for the defense to extend out that far because there's not that many people that can hit from that far out.
Randy Sibley to inbound, 103 to play. First quarter, Streaks lead 15-10. Sharon Diggins, right baseline, gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Now gets to Sharon, posted up on the right, block up off the glass, got it, and she is fouled.
Good post-up right there by Sharon. Sharon got herself wide, made it easy for the entry pass. Once she got the entry pass, she spun back to the left, going baseline, put it up over the top, and absorbed the contact by Lauren Stevenson, her first foul.
Are you sure? I thought it was the 22 that we didn't know.
Oh, no, it was. You're right.
Okay, because that's her second foul then now, yeah.
You're right. It was number 22.
56.1 to play in the quarter. 17-10 streaks lead. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line and completes the three-point play. She's got 8 points, 18-10 streaks. On the dribble, this is Zeruzin across midcourt left side. Lost the handle. Now picks it up, looking for help. Trapped up. Now gets it to Kaufman on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's no good. Over the back, no call. Was Totten. And tips it out to Kaufman. Kaufman goes to the right wing, picks up, nearly traveled with it. Now to Zeruzin out high. Right baseline, it goes to Parks. Drives in, pass on the left side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton, brings it down. It was Totten that tried to get the shot off. Now it's Rainey Sibley, lost the handle on the pass. And Kaufman comes up with it for Effingham. Effingham with numbers. This is,
there's any contact right there. Basically what happened was Kaufman pulled that ball down around her waist. Paige slapped the ball, and then she went up and finished the play. But I thought actually right before that there was a double dribble because she picked the ball up to try to cross out over in front of Paige.
And Rainey's a little bit shaken up here in the backcourt.
Yeah, she went to the floor on that last play. Coach Massey now coming out to tend to her, as well as the trainer from Charleston, and Coach Rucks now on his way out. So 18-12 after that basket made by Kaufman.
Well, she's walking, obviously. She's holding that right knee, and never want to see somebody grab a knee, but she is walking on it, though. But, you know, also, we could hear it through the headsets here. There's a big difference between a slap of skin and the ball. That was nothing but ball on that play.
You know, the other thing is, I've been told time and again by officials that even if you hit the hand's part of the ball
right.
And there's no way she got wrist.
Yeah, there was nothing. I mean, that was clear leather getting slapped there. But Paige Klink was called for the foul nonetheless. The shot went in by Kaufman, and she's got a chance at the three-point play. 18-12, Streaks lead 24.7 to play first quarter.
Kaufman's first attempt at the free throw. Right now the Flaming Hearts are 2 of 4, make that 3 of 5 from the free throw stripe.
Some nice-looking Adidas she's wearing. The red ones with the black stripes are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right baseline, this is Myra Diggins, 18 seconds to play. Top of the key, Paige Klink, wide open three, is off the mark. And the ball falls out of bounds, and it's going to go back the other way.
This Paige official on the baseline is very demonstrative.
Yeah, he is. He is very animated with the calls. As Paige was hot earlier today, hit 3 3-pointers in the first half.
3 of 5, I think.
Yeah, had 9 points in the ball game, but missed that one. Zeruzin to inbound, full court pressure from the Streaks. 13.9 to play in the quarter. Inbounds knocked away by Myra.
This should be street ball. Oh, no. Wow. And Sharon got her hands on that, but it definitely looked like Kelly Utch was the last one to touch it. She tried to grab it back from Sharon.
Jerusalem to try to inbound again. Gets it in to Kelly Utz. Utz in the backcourt on the dribble. Knocked away from behind by Myra Diggins. Ball goes to the floor, and it goes out of bounds again. And
Coach Schaefer thinking there's a little too much contact going on between the streak defenders and his offensive players.
There was a little, but it was at that point it was while they were going after the loose ball because I think Myra had already knocked the ball away at that point in the backcourt. Utz, long downcourt pass to her sister Courtney under the basket. She lays it up and in at the buzzer. So we have played one quarter of basketball. The Streaks with the lead, but it's a close one. It is Galesburg 18, Effingham 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is it. Yem's 50th anniversary blowout sale now through December 31st with unbelievably low pricing that won't be extended into 2012. Check out the new 2012 Sonic LT with a 35 mile per gallon rating and at a blowout price of $16,991. See the popular 2012 crossover Chevy Equinox. Yem has 12 in stock, all with a 32 mile per gallon rating and at a blowout price of $23,939. Buy a new 2011 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab and save $9,000. Yem made a special purchase of new 2011 Chevy Impala. And for the year-end 50th anniversary blowout, drop prices to an unheard-of low. Buy a full-power cloth interior 2011 Chevy Impala for just $15,745 or a full-power leather interior 2011 Impala for just $17,955. And Yem has over 200 pre-owned vehicles all marked with anniversary blowout prices. But hurry, it ends December 31st. Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC on Henderson Street in Galesburg and at yemauto.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. The Carl Sandburg College Learning Center's spring registration starts next week. Carlos Duncan has the details tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Second quarter getting ready to start. Vertical line with Eric Gibson, Effingham with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks bring out Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Lieber. Inbound knocked away, but this is Utz with it on the right wing. Goes to the baseline, lays it up off the glass, and got it. Nobody got in front of her. She's got three, and make it 18-17. Jessica Lieber easily breaks the full court pressure, kicks over to Paige Klink, left wing, fires a three, and got it. There we go. So Paige having a good day from beyond the arc. That's four for the day. First one in this basketball game. Now a turnover by Effingham. I didn't see exactly what had happened, if they had stepped over the line or what.
That's the 12th turnover. It must have, because the ball is being given back on the baseline.
Inbound comes to Allison Bangier on the right block. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Sadie Hamilton. Paige Klink with a step back three-pointer, but got called for the travel. And she hit nothing but net on that one. In fact, barely even hit the net. That one came down so clean. But she had taken an extra step and got called for the travel. 21-17 Streaks lead just underway. Second quarter. Inbound to Utz. Gets it to Reed, still in the backcourt. Reed picks up. Pass stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber with it. Swings it over to Paige Klink. Left wing, fires a three. That one's off. Rebound to Myra Diggins on the weak side. She tried to put the shot up. It got blocked. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Utz and off to her sister Kelly, who's on the dribble across midcourt, right side on the run. Stops on the right wing, gets to Courtney Utz, and her pass underneath the basket stolen away. She tried to get it to Rob, and Sadie Hamilton steals it away. Sadie will bring it across. Nice look underneath to Myra Diggins. Caught Effingham sleeping. And Sadie recognized that all the Effingham defenders had their backs to Myra. Myra wide open under the basket. Lays it up and in on the nice feed from Sadie Hamilton. Now we've got a foul on the inbound. They call.
They're going to get Myra for a hold. For the hold. Yeah.
So we'll walk it back the other way. That is now the 17th foul on the Streaks. That's the first on Myra. And I believe it's going to be Courtney Utz that's going to step to the free throw line for Effingham. 6:55 to play first half. Streaks lead 23-17. Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks with 4 3-pointers in this game. They hit 11 in the game earlier today. First shot for Courtney Utz is up, and that is good.
23-18 now is the Utz sisters. Been to the line once now.
Yeah, Kelly a starter. Courtney comes off the bench. Second shot up. That one is good as well. So nails both ends of the 1-on-1. 23-19 Streaks lead. Casey Williams in the backcourt. Three-quarter court pressure gets to Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. On the dribble gets to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Out high right side to Casey Williams. Out between the circles it goes to Danny Teal. Danny looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber. Thought about the long three, penetrates, scoops the shot up off the glass, got it, and she has fouled. Nice job of drawing the continuation. Jessica, I think, knew she was going to draw the contact, so she went ahead and put the shot up and was able to get it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, very nice shot banking that one in.
And the foul went against Courtney Utz. That is her first foul. That's now the 10th team foul on Effingham. So the Streaks will get two shots from here on out. One shot, though, on this play for Jessica Lieber. And she converts the traditional three-point play. She's got 10 and make it 26-19. Streaks, 6:38 to play first half. Back in for Effingham is Bailey Powell. She had been out for a while. And a near steal by Jessica Lieber on the inbound. Utz able to get it, though. Effingham with numbers. Now Streaks able to get back and cut her off. Kicks it out on the right baseline to right wing to Zarusen. She fires a three. Can't hit. Weak side rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the run. And they try to almost block her out of bounds. And now she collides with the official. And finally kicks it out to Casey Williams. Top of the key. She fires a three. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Susie Parks. That official was running right down the middle of the court rather than to the outside edge. I don't know what he was thinking. He was like, I don't know what. Anyway. So now running it down the right side, a shot up and no good by Jansen Michael. She was a player that we didn't know. Long down court pass from Casey Williams. Sharon Diggins right side, and she gets fouled. Can't, and, boy, I'll tell you what, I think you were right. Jeff Schaefer is on the verge of getting a technical.
He's not long for this. He's going to get a foul or a technical real soon here.
And the official seemed to be ignoring him. I mean, he was jumping up and out on the floor, jumping up and down. Yeah,
right, he was out at the volleyball line, and Coach Massey asked him right now, you know, what's the deal? He was farther out on the floor than the officials were.
Sharon Diggins.
And he's still standing by the side of the court screaming while Sharon's shooting the free throws right across from where he is.
Yeah, and Coach Massey got one earlier for pretty much nothing from what we could figure out in one of our home games.
Yeah.
Coach Massey just said. You let him go all the way out to the volleyball line. That's an automatic. I don't care if he's yelling at you or not. He's complaining about a call. He's not out there talking to one of his players. Second shot up and good for Sharon Diggins. 27-19 streaks.
The unfortunate thing is that's the guy with the quick whistle, too, that he was right next to.
That was the same guy who also got in Sharon's way, running right down the middle of the floor rather than to the outside edge. So 27-19 streaks, 6:02 to play here in the first half. Zarusen gets it off to Utz. Utz runs it across midcourt right side, working against Paige Plink, and knocked away.
Oh, wow.
There's a makeup call. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because the streaks easily got back to strip that one away, and there's going to be a foul called right before the strip.
Paige Plink got the call.
Yeah, and, you know, with how much contact there's been on the guards all night long, I can't believe that they whistled that call.
And the free throw is up and good by Kelly Utz. And I think Coach Massey, he's talking to the other official that was right by when he came out on the floor. And he's asking, you know, why is that not an automatic? Because it should have been. First free throw good. Second one no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Sadie gives to Paige Plink. Also Hannah Smith, Emma Junk, and Allison Mangieri for the Streaks. Hannah Smith, three-pointer, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Susie Parks. And the outlet pass knocked away and out of bounds by Allison Mangieri. 5:42 to play first half. Streaks lead 27-20.
It looks like Rainey's back on the rotation part of the bench. Generally, for those that haven't seen, the Streaks keep their next rotation out close to the scorer's table, and the coaches kind of sit in the middle of the bench, and Rainey's sitting close to the scorer's table.
Utz runs it down the right side, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Yeah, it should have been Gale's ball. Sadie knocked it away, and then Utz dribbled it again right out of bounds, but it wasn't called that way. The officials gave it back to Effingham. Coach Massey's still talking to the official that literally he was standing out there. The official was actually standing out there talking to Coach Schaefer while he was out on the floor. 10-footer up and no good by Zarusen. Down with the rebound. It's Reed. She can't hit from 5 feet. Gets it again. Fires it. No good. And the official out near midcourt calling a foul on just guessing on somebody. That went against Hannah Smith. Oh, wait a minute. Hannah wasn't even under there.
She was outside the paint, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where that foul call came from.
Although,
of the options that were in the paint, I'd rather have her get than Sadie pick up.
That's the second foul on Hannah. But literally, Hannah was outside the lane. The shot was 5 feet from the basket.
So Susie Parks misses on the first one.
So Parks with 2 points in the ball game. 27-20 streaks lead, 5:28 to play here in the first half.
This game not moving near as fast as the first two games that streaks were
part of. No, not at all. Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley back in for the Streaks. Rebound comes down. It's taken away by Jessica Lieber. Now gets off to Casey Williams. Casey across midcourt in the center circle on the dribble. Now picks it up in the center circle. Looks for help. Gets out high right side to Myra Diggins. Right wing. Long three-pointer from Jessica Lieber. It's good! Right in front of Coach Jeff Schaefer. I mean, literally about a step in front of Jeff Schaefer and nailed that three-pointer.
Wow. And that one almost brought rain. It was so far up. And Coach Schaefer's complaining about something else now. I think he's just asking if his just whether or not his player can blend the baseline, which he can because it was a made basket.
Now a long down court pass stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Streaks with a 10-point lead now. Biggest of the ball game, 30-20, 5:05 to play in the half. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Gets it across right of the center circle. Right wing to Myra Diggins. Now at high right side, Casey Williams. Top of the key, it goes to Jessica Lieber. Picks up the dribble, gets to Sharon Diggins. Right wing, she'll fire the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound on the weak side, comes down to Kaufman. And she gets it off to Courtney Utz. Courtney Utz has it knocked away, stripped away from behind by Sharon Diggins, but Sharon is called for the foul.
And that's going to send her to the free throw line, I think, for two. That's a super bonus now. Courtney Utz will get two free throws. You know, one of the things, Tom, that Coach Manson needs to talk with Casey Williams, and Grant, she's just a freshman, she's got to learn on inbounds plays the watch for the ball. We've seen several times in this tournament alone passes go right by her head because she doesn't see the ball. That one, that last one, although Rainey ended up picking it off, it actually went right by Casey's ear. She could have had an easy pick off if she would have been looking for the ball.
Courtney Utz misses the first free throw as the Streaks bring in Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson. You know, and Coach Massey still not shy to go deep into the bench in this game as he did the earlier two.
Right. In which, you know, at this point, there's no reason not to. If it gets a little tighter in the second half, I'm going to guess that it'll shorten up a little bit.
Allison Mangieri has it after the second free throw was good. 30-21 Streaks. Hannah Smith gives to Chloe Anderson between the circles, out high right side to Danny Teal. Danny dribbles left and gets to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Dangerous pass there, but Powell's at her back turn and went right between her hands. This is Hannah Smith now on the dribble in the center circle. Picks up and hands off to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie dribbles right, spins into the paint. Are you kidding me? They called Sadie for a carry. That was a nice reverse pivot. Wow.
I thought it was a good play right there by Sadie. He says she went underneath. I don't think she went underneath the ball at all.
Not at all. And with all the players we see that they're alleged natural dribble, actually palming it, it never gets called. And Sadie makes a good move. And now Streaks get burned long, this time on the run. This is Cramsey, but she lost the handle. And now finally runs it down in the paint. And a foul. Boy, that was a quick whistle before she even went up for the shot. Sadie Hamilton got called for a foul. It was Madeline Totten. Wow. I mean, that was the whistle. He was just anticipating contact because there was nothing. I mean, he blew the whistle before she even really went to the basket.
Right. You know, I mean, it was going to be two shots regardless. But, you're 100% right about that. That was an anticipation call.
Totten hits the first. She has 2 points now on two free throws. 30-22 Streaks lead. Now make it 30-23 as she hits the second. And she'll be replaced by Stephanie Robb. Or actually, Robb is going to replace Bailey Powell's.
Well, I'm surprised we haven't seen more of Robb. She looked pretty effective there in the early going. Yeah. I don't know if Coach Schaefer's afraid with her being able to run the floor with these Streaks, but
pretty good size, 6 foot just a sophomore. Sadie Hamilton just traveled and they didn't call it. She stepped across the timeline and drug her pivot foot across. They didn't call it. Hannah Smith now with a nice move in the lane. The runner is no good, though, and the rebound comes down to Totten. Now it's Utz. Kelly Utz. Loss of ball. It's knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Allison, she's getting a lot better also defensively with the hands. I know you talk about Rainey Sibley and how quick her hands, but Allison last few games has done a really nice job defensively as well, getting in and poking the ball away.
Right, and part of it's anticipation. If you see that the player tends to keep low, you just have to swat up underneath and you're going to get a lot of them. And she does a good job of swatting up, and that's generally not looked at as easily as a foul as when you swat down.
Totten has it down on the left block. 10-footer is no good. Rebound off another offensive rebound. Put back this time for Kelly Utz. And it's now down to a 5-point lead, 30-25. Rainey Sibley, left wing, stops and fires a three and got it. Apparently, her knee is not bothering her at all.
No.
As Rainey had a couple of them in the game earlier today, she had 9 points, make it 33-25. Full court pressure. Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Paige Plink, Emma Junk in for the
push
streak.
Off.
Wow, no call.
And
on
a
that.
Double dribble. And another push off.
And now she ran over Rainey Sibley. No double dribble call. Now a foul on Rainey Sibley. So it's Jansen Michael, who was the unknown player earlier. J-A-N-T-Z-E-N.
That's my belief.
Yeah, well.
I'm trying to get it quickly.
Either way, it's a last name to me. But
yeah.
That's just me.
Just about every time she's gotten the ball and going on the drive, though, she tends to double dribble because she gets going too far in front of herself and has to pull the ball back to her. No calls yet on her for it, though.
Rainey's first foul. Both teams with
well past the 10 foul mark here. First free throw was good by Michael, and she hits the second. Now it's 33-27 streaks. 3.5 to play in the half. Long downcourt pass, and Paige overthrew Sharon, and she couldn't pull it down. And the streaks turn it over.
Well, that's another one of those passes I was talking about earlier, Tom. You got to stay within yourself, and the streaks going outside of their normal play right there. That's not a play you want to make, especially when Sharon had defense on her. If she's wide open, that's one thing.
Full court pressure. This is Michael on the dribble. Gets it off to Cramsey. Cramsey down the right side. Nice look to Rob down on the left block. She lays it up and in. She's got six and make it 33-29. Jessica Lieber now with the top of the key. Gives to Emma Junk. Left wing, it's Rainey Sibley. Down on the left block, it goes to Myra Diggins. She can't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled by Kelly Utz. That's going to be her second foul, so Myra's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points on the night. 33-29, streaks lead. 3:10 to play first half.
Myra's first trip to the free throw line in this game.
She was, what, 2 for 4 in the game earlier today with 4 points. First one is up and misses that one.
And she did not shoot any against Decatur Eisenhower in the first game of this tournament last night.
In for the streaks now, Allison Mangieri, Marissa Miller check in there along with Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Myra Diggins. Myra eyes the second. And this one is off the mark as well. Rob down with the rebound. Outlets to Kaufman. Kaufman on the dribble across midcourt left side.
Traveled.
No call.
Wow.
Left wing it goes to Cramsey. Stops. Left baseline. Left-handed shot from 10 is up and no good. Myra Diggins down with a rebound and gets tied up. And the possession arrow fortunately points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 2:56 to play here. And I don't know how the one by Sadie and that one were two of the most obvious travels that you could see.
Yeah, this is one of the worst officiated games. This is the worst officiated game I've seen in this tournament so far. These guys are, we have the guy on that's currently in the backcourt who's calling every little touch, and then these guys down here aren't calling anything.
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, right wing is too hard. Rebound comes down to Kaufman. And you know what's tough about it is those two games earlier, when they're blowouts like that and kind of sloppy, those are harder to officiate, but I thought they did a good job overall.
Yeah.
Right wing, this is Utz. Courtney Utz kicks it out to Kaufman. She fires a long three-pointer out high on the right side and got it. She's got 8, make it 33-32 streaks, 2:26 to play here in the first half. Jessica Lieber on the dribble on high right side, picks up, steps back, fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes down to Zerusen for Effingham. Now it's off to Michael. She got it across midcourt left side, drives down the middle, scoops up a shot, and got it.
Nobody cut her off right there, Tom. The Streaks have to step up and cut her off. Streaks now trail by a point.
Casey Williams with it, runs down the right side of the lane, has it knocked away. And it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
Yeah, because I think it went off. Yeah, because it got knocked out of Casey Williams' hand. I think it actually went off Casey's leg. But
I thought it went off her knee as well.
Streaks are going to get it back. They'll bring in Sadie Hamilton, Emma Junk, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, and Paige Plank. 2 minutes exactly to play here in the first half. Streaks now trail 34-33. They were up 18-15 at the end of the first quarter, but had as much as a 10-point lead, 30-20.
Abby Reed back into the game for Jansen Michael.
Danny Teal inbound for the right baseline for the Streaks, and it comes to Sadie Hamilton. Left block gets it up, gets hammered. No foul call, though. Emma Junk able to run it down. Paige Klink to Sharon Diggins. Right baseline, drives in, stops, gets a shot up. No, but she is fouled, and the foul is going to go against Abby Reed. Nice move again by Sharon Diggins.
We were talking while we were watching games yesterday, Tom, about how positive the Taylorville coach is in coaching his players. This Coach Schaefer is the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of, I won't say he demeans them, but he's he
very,
yells very
boisterous.
Yeah, when he sees something not, I mean, if I was the young lady who just got burned by Sharon, I would suggest he go out there and try to guard her with that quick move that she made there.
Right.
She's going to leave a lot of people standing the way she was on that one as Sharon hits the first free throw. Second one is off the back iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kaufman. We're tied at 34, 1:51 to play. Kaufman brings it down herself, gets it to Powell's on the right wing, drives baseline, pulls up with an 8-footer, and got it. First basket of the ball game for Powell's, make it 36-34. Effingham, Paige Klink, right wing, gets to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. She'll fire the three. It's long, and the rebound comes out long, and Powell's able to run it down. Gets it off, tried to make the outlet pass, and Paige Klink steals it away. Gets it to Danny Teal. She gets bottled up under the basket, has three white jerseys around her, and a jump ball called. And unfortunately, the possession arrow points toward Effingham with 1:37 to play in the half.
Well, I don't know if Sharon's got some tired legs or what, but she kind of shot-putted that shot. And she's usually got decent form when she's shooting the three. That one, she shot-put a little bit, and it went well over the basket.
J. DeRusen in the backcourt. And now they get behind the Streaks. This is Courtney Utz, runs it down, and the Streaks able to close out. Now Kaufman has it on the right wing. Stops and fires a 17-footer. Can't hit it. Rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. Gets bumped. No call. Triple team gets knocked out of bounds and no call. Right there, if that's not a foul, that's got to be Effingham's ball because Sharon lost it out of bounds, but he gave it back to Galesburg.
Yeah, well, again, the official over here on the far side has been making all kinds of calls and none of them benefiting the Streaks just yet, and this guy hasn't barely blown his whistle.
So Casey Williams checks back in. Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri. 1:19 to play in the half. Streaks trail 36-34. Out high on the right side, Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams. Now Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Gets a pick from Casey Williams. Step back. Now gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Now Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. On the dribble, spins down, goes toward the baseline. Scoops a shot up off the glass short. And the rebound goes off Kaufman. Kaufman had the ball and threw it out of bounds, and the ball is going back to Effingham. She brought the rebound down, literally threw the ball out of bounds, and they're giving it to Effingham.
Yeah, I don't know what he was watching right there because that was blatant.
So, Utz to inbound, Courtney Utz, and it comes to DeRusen. On the dribble, long downcourt pass goes to Totten. Totten lost a handle on it, and Sharon Diggins picks it up.
And there should be a foul here.
Yeah, she gets tackled from behind by Totten, so we're going to walk back this way, and Sharon Diggins is going to go to the free throw line. Totten picks up her first foul.
Coach Schaefer wanted a jump ball there. I don't think there was even a second that would have ticked off the clock while they were still holding
the ball.
The
only thing Totten got a hold of was Sharon's ankle.
Yeah.
So Sharon Diggins back at the free throw line with two shots.
From 5 of 7 already in this game from the free throw stripe.
She's got 10 points and still a 10, and she missed the first. 54.6 seconds to play in the first half. Streaks leading 36-34.
Sharon Eyes the second, and this one is good.
Got that one to fall. So 11 now for Sharon Diggins, and the Streaks trail by 136-35. And now a push-off is going to be called on DeRusen. Oh, no, it's not. They're going to call Myra. DeRusen, it was dribbling and pushing off like that, and Myra got called for the reach. I thought it was going to be an offensive foul because what happened, Myra was flying off to the right because DeRusen had that arm out there, and it was obvious she had pushed off. Second foul on Myra.
DeRusen's first trip to the free throw line. She's going to hit this. This Effingham team, a pretty good free throw shooting team.
DeRusen just a sophomore. They're two big girls. DeRusen, a 5'10 sophomore. Rob, a 6-foot sophomore. Kaufman, also 5'10 and just a sophomore. And DeRusen and Kaufman actually do a decent job of handling the ball as well. Second shot, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound gets pushed out of bounds and no call. Now it's Jessica Lieber with it. 37-35 Effingham, 45 seconds to play in the first half. Jessica Lieber gives to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Lost the handle, got it back to Sadie. Now it's Jessica Lieber between the circles. Also, Rainey Sibley on the floor. Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives right baseline and gets it to Chloe Anderson on the left block, and she's fouled from behind before she even able to get Totten a shot off. So that's the second on Totten. And Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line.
I'd like to see Chloe use a little bit more leg. She tends to shoot her free throws a little straight-legged, and it causes it to be a little bit of line drive. She hits that one.
Yeah, and a lot of arc on that one as well.
Yeah. Chloe now 2 of 4 in the first two games combined, so now she's 3 of 5 total for the tournament.
35.1 seconds to play in the half. Second one is up, and that one is good. We are tied at 37. Full court pressure from the Streaks. That deer steal by Sharon Diggins, but DeRusen able to pick it up. This is Courtney Utz across midcourt left side. Stops, looks for help. Now a steal by Rainey Sibley. Rainey runs it down uncontested right side. Goes straight on, and the shot's too hard. That's why you don't do a layup from straight on. You got to go to one side or the other unless you can get up and dunk or finger roll it. And I don't think Rainey's going to do that. And really, she did. She went straight on and tried to bank it in. It was just too hard, and that happens a lot of the time when you do it from straight on.
She's quick enough to go from to one side or the other.
Sharon Diggins with a high arcing three from out on the right side and nails it. That is her second three of the ball game, and the Streaks retake the lead 40-37. 14 seconds to play. Michael in the backcourt on the dribble. Still in the backcourt. Finally gets it across to Reed. Reed on the dribble right side. Stops on the wing. Kicks out to Michael. She stops and fires the three. It's partially blocked. And it's
this has got to go to the Streaks, and it does.
Oh, yeah. Because
it doesn't matter. He's calling for it, but it didn't matter. His player caught it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, the ball fell. Yeah, it was. I think it was Parks under there that caught it. 1.7 to play to Sharon Diggins. Long three-pointer at the buzzer is no good. But we have played one half of basketball. It's been an exciting half. And the Streaks regain the lead. They had as much as a 10-point lead, dropped down to trail by a couple. Now they have a 3-point lead at halftime. It is Galesburg 40 and Effingham 37. We're going to come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime stats, run down the scoreboard, talk about the boys' game coming up as well. 40-37 at the half, the Galesburg Silver Streak, Effingham Flaming Hearts. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Last spring, over 175 people committed to living healthier. They lost over 700 pounds. Let's do it again. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, the Y, and Hy-Vee challenge you to register for Commit to Fit. Beginning January 13th, we're going to help you watch what you're eating and get you moving. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit, to register. The first 200 people to register online and weigh in receive goodie bags. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Did I mention there's $1,000 cash and prizes up for grabs?
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Clinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Clinker.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Everybody knows a game is better with a goal. The goal is better with announcers.
Goal!
Announcers are better in the movies.
In a world with no plot.
Movies are better with fast cars. Cars are better when they take you to McDonald's. McDonald's is better with Coke. Coke is even better when it's a buck. Get any size Coca-Cola or soft drink for $1 at McDonald's. And it really doesn't get any better than that. The simple joy of better. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today and start saving.
Celebrate New Year's in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street with party favors and champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Ring in the new year at Best Western Prairie Inn with their package, including one standard sleeping room, prime rib buffet for two, champagne, party favors, entertainment by drive, and breakfast for two in the morning for $139.99 plus tax.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Clinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Clinker.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Effingham Flaming Hearts 40-37. It's been a tight one. The Streaks outscored Effingham 18-15 in the first quarter. The teams played even in that second quarter, 22 apiece, and the Streaks dominated the early part of the quarter, and Effingham dominated the later part of that quarter. The Streaks actually had gotten out to a 10-point lead, 30-20. In that second quarter. But it's just been, you know, I think you mentioned earlier, Eric, that the difference is everything came so easy in the first two games of this tournament for the Streaks. They're just having to work a little harder, and now they're, you know, starting to get things untracked. And Coach Massey's still using full rotations, which he doesn't always do every game. He was able to earlier games, some of the girls that don't get in the rotations quite as much, but he's still doing that so far in this game. And that, you know, it's tight enough that that may change a little bit in the second half, but Streaks still handling it pretty well thus far.
Yeah, they are, but you're right. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you're using these full rotations is the Streaks don't have their best ball handlers on the floor at all times, and that's kind of apparent by the fact that the Streaks have turned the ball over 15 times. They didn't even turn it over 15 times in their last game against Urbana in the whole game. So Streaks are going to have to tighten it up a little bit, at least for a quarter. They're going to have to get a handle on this game, which is very possible. But they've really struggled with the defensive intensity of this Effingham team, and this Effingham team's played real hard in this game. Yeah. And the thing that I think we'll have to see is Coach Schaefer talked about in the pregame show that last year's girls kind of wore out. Is that same thing going to happen here?
Halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Time to take a look at our halftime scoreboard. And that is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Of course, the Streaks won earlier here today by a final of 59-21 over Urbana. Galesburg High Boys a winner earlier today as well. They defeated Mattoon. 57-50 was the final on that one. They are now 2-1 over at the Taylorville tournament, and they will play their final game of the tournament coming up after we're done here this evening. The Streaks will take on Rantoul, the Rantoul Eagles. That is scheduled for 7:30. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you following the Streaks girls here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The other scores from here, a couple of upsets. This Effingham team lost earlier today to Decatur Eisenhower, 56-50. Also, Charleston upsets Taylorville, 54-53. Taylorville and the Streaks, the top seeds in their respective pools. Paris beat Rantoul, 59-24. It was Eisenhower over Urbana in the game prior to this one, 59-25. We are at halftime. Streaks lead 40-37. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast. Rain likely after midnight tonight, 38, the overnight low. Chance of rain tomorrow morning, afternoon high near 48. Cloudy tomorrow evening with a low near 32. Sunny Saturday, a high of 52, 35 at night. New Year's Day, cloudy and colder. A high near 40 degrees on Sunday, 29 Monday afternoon, and into the teens Monday night. Currently 40 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You can win cold hard cash this winter. Pick up the new orange WGIL button at any of our participating sponsors and wear it to win. Details at WGIL.com.
We are at halftime and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham Flaming Hearts 40-37. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Scoring-wise, the Streaks led by Sharon Diggins. She had 14 points, including a couple of three-pointers. 13 points for Jessica Lieber. She had 3 three-pointers in the first half. 3 points for Sadie Hamilton on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 for Myra Diggins on a basket. 3 for Paige Klink on a three-pointer. 2 for Chloe Anderson on a couple of free throws. 3 points for Rainey Sibley on a three-pointer. The Streaks hit 7 three-pointers in the first half, 11 of 16 from the free-throw line. For Effingham, nobody in double figures. A balanced attack, though. 8 points for Caitlin Kaufman, including a 3. 5 for Kelly Utz. 2 for Bailey Powell. 3 for Madeline Totten. It's 6 for Stephanie Robb. 1 for Josie Zerusen. 2 for Susie Parks. 5 for Courtney Utz. 4 points for Jansen Michael. They hit 1 three-pointer, 11 for 18 from the free throw line for Effingham.
Well, the turnover battle, the Streaks are plus 3, 18-15, but that's not where the Streaks want to be. I mean, ideally, the Streaks would have liked to keep their turnovers in that first half around 10. 18's not too bad for the opponent. Streaks are being out-rebounded 26-16. We heard from Coach Schaefer in the pregame show they've only been out-rebounded once this year, and it was against Salem, a game in which they lost. So the Streaks need to do a better job on the boards. 8-7 is the offensive rebounds with plus 1-2, the Flaming Hearts of Effingham. Streaks are shooting at 34% from the field, including 33% straight up from the three-point line, which is very good shooting. Ideally, Coach wants them around 30%, so they're above that mark. 41% shooting from Effingham, 1 of 6 from downtown. So the Streaks doing a fair job here, but, you know, it's one of those things where it looks like the Streaks could be are missing a lot of opportunities that have been there for them to take, really push this one out.
Streaks will have the basketball to start the second half. They come out with Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri. This is Myra Diggins with it. Gives to Jessica Lieber on high on the right side. Now it's Allison Mangieri, top of the key, goes to Paige Klink, left wing. Now back to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Allison Mangieri. Steps back, fires a three, misses it, rebound on the weak side. Myra Diggins up off the glass, can't hit, but she is fouled. And the foul goes against Stephanie Robb.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think there was a foul there, Tom. This is one of those where they called it. I thought Robb did a good job of staying straight up. It would have been Streaks' ball anyway, off the ball going out of bounds, but not a good call, but it's been going that way all game, so I'd rather us get it than not get it.
So Myra makes the first free throw. She's got 3 points now, 41-37 Streaks lead. Second shot is off the mark, and Robb runs down the rebound. Streaks pick up with pressure. This is Utz in the backcourt with it. Now gets it across the timeline. Goes all the way down the right side. Shot partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton, but Robb brings down a rebound and gets the putback. She's got 8 points. Make it 41-39. Streaks the other way. Paige Klink has it. Gives to Jessica Lieber out on the left side. Looks over the defense. Now gets to Myra Diggins out between the circles. Now it's Paige Klink on the right wing. Swing it over to Allison Mangieri. Left wing. She fires a three. Short. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie in the paint. Now kicks it out to Allison Mangieri. Now Jessica Lieber fires a three from on top of the volleyball spike line. First time we've seen that since Jessica Howard. And Jessica Lieber nails it. She's got 16. Make it 44-39 Streaks.
You can really tell that Jessica shot a lot of threes in the offseason and hit the weights hard, because that's a short shot she wouldn't even have drawn iron on last year.
Now Powell's drives down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Ooh, and the ball, I thought, went off Powell's last. They're going to say it went off of Sadie last. And Effingham will have it down on their own right block. Now Coach Massey brings in Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. 6:46 to play here in the third quarter as the inbound goes to Robb. Streaks didn't get it in front of her, and she puts up an easy one and gets it in. She's got 10 now and make it 44-41. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, can't hit the shot, but foul from behind. It's going to go against Kelly Utz. That is her third foul, one of the primary ball handlers for this Effingham team.
Yeah, and you know what? On that last play, another example of why Casey Williams has to be looking for the ball. She wasn't looking at the ball, and it was another easy pass right by her to Robb, and Robb had had a screen set for her so that she had an easy little jumper because nobody was able to jump out on her.
Now it's going to be Utz coming out of the ball game. She'll be replaced by Jansen Michael. And Utz really gets a full court pressure. She's the one they keep trying to get her hands on the ball.
Yeah, and the other thing is, for a player that wasn't even in the program, Jansen Michael, she's got a lot of time in this game.
So Sharon hits one of two, missed the first, hit the second free throw. Streaks lead 45-41. And on the inbound, they're going to say that the ball, actually, she tried to make a bounce pass. I think they're going to say the bounce pass actually hit out of bounds.
Yeah, and that's why they're resetting it where they are. Bad pass along the baseline right there by the Flaming Hearts.
Inbound comes to Chloe Anderson. Out high left side, it goes to Jessica Lieber. Now to Sharon Diggins. Left baseline, fakes a three, penetrates, scoops up the runner in the paint, off the back iron too hard. Rebound comes down to Robb. And the ball got knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and they're going to give it back to Effingham.
Yeah, and I don't know about that call.
I thought maybe Powell's had hit that. Rainey Sibley had to chase down the ball out in the hallway that time out by the concession stand.
A good job right there by Sharon to take that one to the basket. She just needed a little softer touch to get it over the rim.
Ooh, Sharon gets knocked to the
floor.
And that boy, the Streaks are going to get it back, but Sharon got knocked to the floor by
Jansen Michael. Bailey Pals picked up the ball and just started running with it, and then she lost it out of bounds.
So the Streaks did get it back. Now Chloe Anderson right wing. Casey Williams to Jessica Lieber out from straight on. Gives to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Sharon drives baseline, stops and pulls it out, looks for help, and swings it out to Casey Williams, top of the key. I think the pass was intended for Rainey Sibley, but Casey grabbed it. Now Casey with a long three from straight on, and it's an air ball. Probably out a little bit further than Coach Massey wants her to take that, because she was just maybe a step inside that volleyball spike line on that one.
Well, and the other thing right there, Tom, is there was nobody within her and that the inside, the out-of-bounds line, if you will, for the volleyball line. She could have driven that one in and at the very least gotten an easy free throw shot.
In for the Streaks, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Emma Junk. 6:03 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 45-41. Jansen Michael in the backcourt, and her pass is stolen by Emma Junk. I think Paige Klink had gotten a hand on it. Allison Mangieri out high on the left side. Picks up, gets to Paige Klink, left baseline. Out high left side, it goes to Sadie Hamilton. She'll take it to the top of the key. Still on the dribble with it. Gets a pick from Paige Klink. Goes down the right side of the lane. Now kicks out to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Allison with a step back three and got it! First basket of the ball game for Allison Mangieri. She had a couple of three-pointers in the game earlier, 8 points, and now lead 48-41 and a timeout called by Jeff Schaefer, as otherwise it would have been a five-second call against Effingham.
30-second.
Going to be a 30-second timeout. 5:32 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 48-41 thanks to Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and we're driving a 2011 Nissan Altima. It's a certified pre-owned. And, boy, what's nice about the certified pre-owned vehicles, this one with just over 10,000 miles on it, it's almost like new. Still has the new car smell, but on all certified pre-owns, 2008 to 2011, you can get 1.9% financing for 72 months. That is a pretty good deal on all certified pre-owned cars. Now, what else you get with a certified pre-owned? Over 150-point vehicle inspection, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, 24-hour emergency roadside assistance, car rental reimbursement, trip interruption coverage, among other things. So check out any of the certified pre-owned vehicles at Galesburg Nissan and this nice silver 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Long down court pass and running it down. Nice job of actually running it down was Kelsey Cramsey. As Sharon Diggins had got back there, Cramsey able to get herself stopped and gathered and put the shot up and puts it in, make it 48-43. Now the ball gets away, knocked away from the Streaks on the far sideline, but they'll get it back.
Well, I don't know why the Streaks haven't learned yet. Every time they set with that four wide like that, they're looking for the home run pass. And what the Streaks have to do is they just anticipate and have somebody ready to sprint back.
Rainey Sibley out high. Now at the top of the key, Sharon Diggins, a three from straight on. That's off the mark. Rebounded Jessica Lieber. She pulls it out. Top of the key on the dribble. Crosses over into the paint. Pulls up with a 10-footer and got it. That was a nice move. And that's something that you talked about with Sadie Hamilton wanting to see. Rather than taking all the way in, Jessica Lieber saw the tall timbers and they're pulled up with a short jumper.
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind of play you want to see more of from these guards for the Streaks.
And now Zerusen loses a hold of it. It's got to be a 10-second call.
Oh! Wow, they're going to call Jessica Lieber a hold.
Oh, wow.
And basically what happened right there is Cramsey brought the ball down, handed it to Jessica. She grabbed the ball, and I don't know how there wasn't a 10-second call
before that. Yeah,
Coach Massey surprised with astonishment right now. He's got both hands on his head.
Unbelievable.
And somebody's got to be aware right now. Steffi Robb is seeking down the floor. Okay, now with the chain, Sadie's going to get back there. But watch for the deep pass to Robb here.
Yeah, I mean, she literally brought the ball down, literally handed it to Jessica Lieber, and it should have been a 10-second call prior to that. Now Sadie Hamill knocks the ball away. She comes up with the steals. They tried to make the long one. Gets to Chloe Anderson, left wing. Also Hannah Smith, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri in for the Streaks. This is Hannah Smith between the circles. Hands it off to Sadie. She'll fire the three from straight on. That one's way short. Didn't get herself squared. She kind of was a little bit sideways before she got that one up and kind of had her right foot back a little bit.
Well, and right there, Sadie's got to understand that her primary game is to take it in. If it's a wide open game, that's not as bad of a shot. But in this tight game, you want to have her go to her strength.
Now Danny Teal comes up with a steal for the Streaks. Gives to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith, left wing, stops, looks for help. Now gets it out high to Danny Teal. Top of the key, right wing, Allison Mangieri. Thought about the long three, puts it on the floor, goes toward the baseline. Now pulls it back out and picks up and gives to Hannah Smith between the circles. 4:22 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 50-43. Chloe Anderson now between the circles, out high right side. It goes to Danny Teal. Danny looks over the defense, swings it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Now left baseline, Hannah Smith. Hannah drives baseline, scoops up the shot, and gets hammered by Robb. Nice job by Hannah Smith. I mean, she took it right at Robb, and Robb did the right thing. She went straight up. But she went up in the air, and Hannah was able to run into her in the air, and that call is going to go against the defense more often
every
than
not. Every time. You're exactly right. If she would have kept her feet, she didn't need to go up. Hannah Smith is just a shade over 5 foot, and Stephanie Robb's about 6 foot. She stays straight up. Hannah's going to have a tough time shooting over her anyway.
Hits the first free throw. That is the second foul on Stephanie Robb. And the third team foul here in the second half on Effingham. 51-43 Streaks lead. Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins in for the Streaks. And I believe Paige Klink waiting to replace Hannah Smith as she nails the second free throw as well. Her first 2 points of the ball game. 52-43 back to a 9-point lead for the Streaks. 4:10 to play third quarter.
Well, you know, Hannah Smith does a good job when she's on the floor of settling things down. Things got a little out of control there. She was able to grab that ball and just settle things down and set the offense back up.
On the dribble, on the run, this is Kelsey Cramsey down all the way to the left baseline. Lost a handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. And, boy, she almost could have got a technical there. She was upset with herself, but she kind of slammed the ball down to give it to the official. Now a timeout called by Jeff Schaefer. the head coach of the Effingham Flaming Hearts with 4:03 to play. He's just trying to settle his team down a little bit.
Yeah, they are getting a little out of control. And, you know, so part of that's probably fatigue. But the other part of it is seeing the streaks add to that lead again. And they know that it was a battle just to get it down the last time they got it. We were able to get it down. But streaks just have to keep on the pace they're doing. They're doing a good job right now working the offense. They're looking for the three if it's there. If it's not there, they've made some good decisions driving in. And they've gotten into the lane and shot some short jumpers. I believe Jessica Lieber's going to be back on the floor. I'd like to see her take a little bit more control, especially in the last 4 minutes. No, she's going to go back to the bench, so it's going to be up to Sharonda to kind of facilitate the offense with this squad as Paige Klink will be playing point guard.
Jessica Lieber with 18 points. Sharon Diggins with 15 points for the streaks. It's Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins for the streaks. 4:03 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 52-43 lead. A chance to get their biggest lead of the ball game if they can score this trip down. Paige Klink picks up the dribble, swings at Sharon Diggins on the left wing, fires a three, it's long. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Rainey Sibley. Kicks out to Paige Klink, swing it to Sharon on the left wing, left baseline to Rainey Sibley. Rainey lost a handle on it, it was right there, but I think she was thinking about trying to get to the basket as she had an open lane and wasn't able to bring the pass in first.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you've got to be conscious of is just make sure you make the routine plays right now.
Cross midcourt left side, this is Courtney Utz, gets it to Cramsey. Now a travel not called, and Powles gets a pass from Michael and lays it up and in. She's got 4 points and make it 52-45. Now Rainey Sibley, three-pointer, left wing is good.
She looks like she's got a nice touch today. That's the fourth one she's hit today, and all of them have just been very soft, good arc on the ball. And there's a turnover, the seventh turnover of the half now for the Effingham Flaming Hearts.
Second three of the game for Rainey Sibley. Now it's a 55-45 lead, 10-point lead for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And, the pass just went off. I think it was Michael just totally lost that pass. So the Streaks have it from in front of their own bench. Marissa Miller to inbound. She's in with Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson.
This 10-point lead ties the biggest lead of the game for the Streaks.
Now Jessica Lieber drives down the right side, scoops up a shot, can't get it to fall, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Zerusen. Yeah, it does go against Josie Zerusen. And that's her second foul, and that's the fourth team foul now in the half on Effingham. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots.
She's been there once before and hit both of her attempts at that time.
First one for Jessica is up, and that is good.
It looks like Emma's having a good conversation over there with the sideline official.
Grandmother of Myra and Sharon, enjoying watching her granddaughters play down here this tournament. Second shot up and good for Jessica Lieber as well.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 12 now.
And 20 points for Jessica Lieber, 57-45. Now the Hearts break the full court pressure, don't get an easy shot of it. Down on the right side, Cramsey leans in and knocks Casey Williams out of the way with a rear end and gets a shot up and in.
Well, Casey can't be moved that easily. If you're going to get moved that easily, you're not going to be able to play at this level.
It's 57-47, under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a lead. Jessica Lieber drives down the right side lane, gets an open lane, up off the glass and got it.
Jessica might not be the fastest player on this team, but she's got some of the best initial bursts of anybody on this team.
And just so smart, knows how to get around. And now Allison Mangieri with a block shot. Powles tried to fire the three from the left baseline, and Allison Mangieri got a piece of it and was able to knock it out of bounds with 2:44 to play in the third quarter. It's Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and back in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
It sounds like our PA announcer's given up on announcing all the streaks, as now he's referring to it as line change.
Yep. Hey, that's what you got to do, Mr. Pyszynski. Zerusen to inbound. In it goes to Rob in the paint, drives down the right side, lays it up off the glass and got it.
Might have had a little travel there.
Yeah, she's got 12-6 in this quarter, make it 59-49 streak. Sadie Hamilton on the dribble down the right side. Nice dish to Emma Junk on the left block, up and in.
Great pass right there, and again, great vision by Sadie Hamilton. She always is able to see that weak side block. It's almost like when she goes in the lane, she's looking for it.
Now a steal by Sharon Diggin. Nope, the ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow points, unfortunately, toward Effingham. Nice job by Sharon to knock the ball away. Couldn't quite come up with it. Got tied up with Kaufman.
Yeah, she slapped that one straight up in the air, and a good. She couldn't initially find it. It's kind of like when the ball gets slapped at the line of scrimmage in a football game, looking up and around for it.
Now they try to throw it down to Rob in the paint. Nice move. Rob gets Sadie Hamilton up in there, but she can't hit the shot. Emma Junk keeps it alive, and Danny Teal comes up with it for the Streaks. Now they give to Paige Klink. Now it's Sadie Hamilton across midcourt, left of the center circle, 2:04 to play third quarter. Nobody guarding Sadie right now. She didn't recognize that and hands off to Paige Klink. Now Emma Junk right wing to Sadie, top of the key. Paige Klink Has it out now between the circles. Looks over the defense.
Dribble, Page.
Now gives a 5-second call. I wasn't so sure that Kaufman was guarding her close enough that I didn't see him making the 5 count, honestly.
No, but I think she was close enough, but I don't know why Page didn't just start dribbling there. There was nobody open. She should have just crossed Kaufman up and taken it to the lane because that lane would have been wide open.
5 fresh bodies in for the Streaks. Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams. 1:50 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 61-49. More than likely, we'll not be able to bring you a post-game show. We're more than likely going to be sending it right to the Gales Guy boys game once we're done here. And Myra Diggins tried to come up with a steal. I actually got called for the travel. I thought it should have been a tie. Didn't they both have a hold of the ball?
No, but that was a quick steal or turnover call after she had gathered the ball.
Parks has it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Traveled, no call. Now pass knocked away by Casey Williams. Casey comes up with a steal and gets, oh, boy.
Ooh. And now a jump ball game, call. They've been calling that as a hold. They call it as a jump ball right there.
And literally the girl had a hold of Casey's arm. But fortunately this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 1:37 to play in the quarter. 61-49, Streaks lead. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side on the dribble. Gets to Casey Williams just outside the center circle. Now out high right side to Myra Diggins to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Give and go to Casey Williams down on the right block. Casey lost a handle on it. Actually, she probably would have been able to reel it in, except the official was in her way, so she couldn't get a hold of the ball.
Yeah,
and
these officials have poor spacing in this game. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the official on the baseline is the director of officiating for this area.
Yeah, I know. I saw that on his jacket beforehand. I believe you're right, for the Charleston Mattoon organization. Some substitutes for Effingham. Also, Sadie Hamilton back in for the Streaks. It's Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber. Reed in there along with Cramsey, Powles, and Michaels. And now a steal by Myra Diggins. In the front court, gets it to Jessica Lieber. Jessica stops, top of the key, no hesitation, dribble, drives in, puts up a 10-footer, can't hit, gets her own rebound. Now it's going to go to the floor, gets tied up. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber. And this time the possession arrow pointing, should be our ball, shouldn't it?
No,
that's
the
right. The one that Casey got fouled on that they called the jump ball went to Effingham.
Michaels is in love with changing directions by going behind her back, and that time Myra was just right there. Oh, geez.
Well, near seal. Now Jessica Lieber does come up. Now Jessica Lieber knocked the ball away at midcourt, and she and Sadie collided because they were both going for it, but Jessica Lieber able to run it down still.
Jessica got the raw end of that one because she was like a wide receiver left wide open to the linebacker.
Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, right wing, off the back iron, too hard. Sadie flies in for the rebound, down on the right block, and gets hammered by Susie Park. So Sadie Hamilton's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots for the Streaks. 51.6 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 61-49. Sadie Hamilton with just 3 points of the game on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. She goes to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Well, and that was Park's first foul of the game, but 5th on the Effingham Flaming Hearts in this half.
First shot up and good for Sadie Hamilton. In for Effingham, it is Kelsey Cramsey and Josie Zeruzin. 62-49, Streaks lead. 51.6 to play in the third quarter.
I don't know why the Effingham keeps going deep. It hasn't worked in quite a while here.
Second shot in and out, no good. This is Michael on the rebound. She'll run it down all by herself down the left side. Lays it up with the right hand and got it. Nobody stepped in front of her. She's got 6 points and make it 62-51. 39 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins gets fouled by Kelsey Cramsey.
That's her third.
This is the first time he's blown the whistle for a while. The guy that's very animated with his calls.
Yeah. Well, after he was blowing it almost every other possession.
So Cramsey's third foul. She's going to be replaced by Susie Parks.
And Susie Parks just came out of the game.
37.5 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 62-51. Paige Klink checks in. She's in there with Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton. And it comes to Myra right wing to Paige Klink out between the circles, looks over the defense, dribbles right and gets to Myra Diggins on the right wing. Now Sadie Hamilton out of the key to Paige Klink out high on the left side. She'll dribble right, picks up, gives to Sadie in the paint. Sadie spins toward the baseline, up off the glass and got it. Nice play. Nice good wide base on the post up for Sadie Hamilton. Make it 64-51. 19 seconds to play. Could have gotten a 5-second call again there. Didn't get it. Now a near steal by Rainey Sibley. This is Michael with 11 seconds to play.
Oh, wow. This is the guy who's calling everything a reach. Jeez, that looked like it was.
Yeah, Myra knocked the ball away from behind and just picked up her third foul.
I don't think she made any contact at all with Michael, in fact.
10.4 to play, and now she's going to have to come out with her third foul as Chloe Anderson will replace Myra Diggins. 64-51, Streaks lead, 10.4 seconds to play in the third quarter. Giroux into inbound just in front of us here behind the scorer's table. In the backcourt, it goes to Michael. Michael on the dribble, still in the backcourt, brings it across in the center circle, working against Rainey Sibley and Chloe Anderson. Still on the dribble, still on the dribble. She likes to dribble, now throws up a shot, can't hit. And Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. We have played three quarters of basketball, and the Streaks are 8 minutes away from heading to the championship game here at Charleston. It is Galesburg 64, Effingham 51. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
The Galesburg boys basketball team will play the final game of the Taterville Holiday Tournament tonight. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me once again this evening at 7:06 for the pregame as Galesburg battles Rantoul here on WGIL.
8 minutes to play. Streaks with the basketball leading 64-51. The Streaks bring out Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Klink. Galesburg outscored Effingham 24-14 in the third quarter. Nice backdoor pass from Jessica Lieber to Myra Diggins running down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit the pass but got fouled by Josie Zarus, and that's her third. And Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. That's now the sixth team foul on Effingham in the second half.
That one looked pretty clean from my perspective. I don't know. She might have gotten a little hand on Myra, but Meyer trying to shoot a little bit better. She hits the first one. She's now 2 of 5 from the free throw line in the game, so upping that percentage just a little bit. She's kind of struggled this year from the stripe.
4 points on the game for Myra Diggins. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up following our game here. The Streaks playing over the Taylorville tournament, and they will take on Rantoul coming up. It's scheduled for 7:30 as Myra hits the second free throw, so we may, just depending on how they're running over there, we may not have a post game for you here. We will we'll let you know then as soon as we find out what's going on time-wise with their games in Taylorville. This is Rob in the lane. She misses the 14-footer. Sadie Hamilton got the rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Jessica Lieber with it. And pass knocked away by Powell's, and the Streaks will have it back on the near sideline with 7:34 to play in the ballgame.
15-point lead for the Streaks is the biggest lead of the game for them. This game tight all the way through the first half. In fact, only a 3-point lead for the Streaks at the halftime mark, but a big third quarter in which the Streaks outscored the Flaming Hearts 24-14, gave them the lead, and a nice drive and put in by Jessica Lieber.
So Jessica Lieber now with 22 points in the ballgame, make it 68-51, and another near turnover. I thought that Utz traveled with that one, runs it down the right side, and oh, boy.
Wow.
Sadie Hamilton with a nice, clean block, and the official on the baseline is even smiling because he knew it was a nice, clean block, but the
he wasn't going to call that at
no,
all.
No, the official out of midcourt that likes to be animated about the calls made the call. Evan Massey, even the official on the far side, is laughing about it with Evan Massey. I mean, clean block by Sadie Hamilton, but unfortunately she got called for the foul. Everybody in the gym knew that except the one official.
Well, I'm sure Coach Schaefer agrees.
Well, yeah, he probably agrees, but Kelly Utz misses the first of
She's
two.
She's now 2 of 5 from the stripe in this game. That was Sadie's second foul.
For the Streaks, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and Chloe Anderson on the floor. 7:16 to play in the ballgame, 68-51. The Streaks lead. Second shot for Utz is up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Casey Williams. Nope, lost a handle on it. Kaufman takes it away from her. She puts it up and in.
Well, that play, Kelly Utz got into lane pretty quickly for somebody that had to wait till the ball hit the rim.
Rainey Sibley, 3 points behind the left side, off the mark just a little bit long, and a tie-up on the rebound between Chloe Anderson and Madeline Totten. And the possession arrow points toward Effingham. 10 points in the game now for Caitlin Kaufman after she hit that easy bucket. 68-53 Streaks lead, 7 minutes to play in the ball game. This is Kelly Utz. Gets it across to Kaufman. She'll stop and fire the long three from out high on the left side. It's no good. Rebound down to Casey Williams.
Good rebound right there by Casey. She was able to tip that one, get that one, and then tip it out to Jessica Lieber.
This is Casey Williams. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key on the dribble. Nice spin move into the paint. Stops, kicks out to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Steps back, fires a three, in and out, no good. Nice play by the Streaks. Sharon not able to put the shot down, though. 68-53, Streaks lead over at Taylorville. The game prior to the Streaks is currently in the third quarter, so it just kind of depends on how long our fourth quarter runs as Kelly Utz drives down the right baseline and puts one up and in. They get 68-55. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Powell's for Effingham. Off to Utz and nearly loses it, is out of bounds. Able to gather it and bring it in. Comes down to the right wing. Now gets down on the right baseline to Ramsey. And she traveled with the basketball. And the Streaks to get it back with 6:02 to play.
I didn't think he was going to call that first, but a good timing here on this substitution as the group that was on the floor started to look very fatigued. Chloe was kind of huffing some major air, and so is Sharon. I think that's why she didn't have those legs on the last two shots she took.
This is Emma Junk in there with Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Hannah Smith. This is Paige Klink on the dribble out near the center circle, and the Streaks are going to spread the floor a little bit, try to pull Effingham out of this 2-3 zone. Now Paige still on the dribble out near midcourt. They haven't come out and picked her up yet. Now they come out and double-team, gets to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Out high on the left side, it goes to Hannah Smith. Now Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. They're going to get to Effingham. Guards on the run now. Hannah Smith to Sadie in the center circle. 5.5 minutes to play.
Emma's got a flash high. There she goes.
Now Paige Klink in the corner. Don't want to get bottled up there. And timeout called
good timeout
by Evan Massey. And this is a 30-second timeout. 5:23 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 68-55. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. We're driving a 2011 silver Nissan Altima, certified pre-owned vehicle this week. Very nice. It's almost like brand new. And, boy, with this financing you get, it is like buying brand new. All certified pre-owned Nissan vehicles, 1.9% financing for 72 months. That's all certified 2008 and newer. So, boy, really, really nice vehicle. It's gotten great mileage. Actually, we're still above a half a tank on this thing after the trip down here and then going back and forth our hotel rooms in Mattoon. So it's about a 6 or 7 mile drive over here to the gym. So going back and forth here and all the way down, still gets pretty good mileage as well. So thanks to Jeff Klink and the guys there at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. Check out the 2011 Nissan Altima and all the certified pre-owns and all the brand new Nissans there as well. Streaks with the basketball. Jessica Lieber in now on the dribble with Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton. 5:13 to play, and now Sadie throws it away. This is Kelly Utz, picks it up, runs it down the right side, lays it up and in.
Well, you can't do that. If you're going to spread it out like that, you got to make sure you have passing lanes, and there wasn't a passing lane there.
Now it's down to an 11-point lead, 68-57, 5 minutes to play. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, gets bumped and no call on it. Wow, a quick jump ball called as Jessica Lieber gets knocked to the floor. Utz, fortunately for the Streaks, a possession arrow points their way. I mean, Jessica turned and gotten bumped, and Utz had just gotten her hands on the ball and the whistle blew.
Yeah, and this is the official that's been calling holds on those all game long.
One way.
Right. True.
Jessica Lieber out right of the center circle, now puts it on the floor, comes left, and her pass is stolen away by Powell. Now Jessica Lieber knocks it away. Are you kidding me? Are they going to call a foul on Jessica? Are you kidding me? She fell and the girl tripped over, and they call her for a push. How do you push when you're laying on the floor?
Yeah, Jessica went sliding across the floor and just took out the feet of Pals. And
Pals was actually behind her and just fell over the top, laying it on top of her. I mean, any contact, you're going to call a foul. You could have called it the other way. I think that's a no.
That's
no
a no-call
situation.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Wow.
Especially when it's hustle like that.
Yeah. So Utz with it on the dribble, picks up out high on the left side, trapped up, now gets left baseline to Powell. She'll drive in, pull up with the 8-footer and puts it up and in. She's got 6, and it's down to a 9-point lead, 68-59, Streaks, 4:34 to play. Myra Diggins at the free throw line, gets to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. She'll drive in, puts up the short one up off the glass and got it.
Well, nice good job right there by the Streaks. They get it in the middle of the Myra. Myra dished it right out to Sharon. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to spread out this defense, and I think there was a double dribble there, wasn't there?
Yeah, and travel as well. Now they beat the Streaks pressure, but the easy shot up and missed by Totten. Streaks with a rebound. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side gets to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. 4:06 to play, 70-59 Streaks. This is Sadie Hamilton, gives to Myra Diggins at the free throw line, gives to Sharon on the right baseline, drives in and gets fouled, and the foul's going to go against Kelsey Cramsey. That's going to be her fourth foul. Nice job again. Same play what they did. They're flashing Myra into the high post at the free throw line. Get the ball to her. She immediately looks to Sharon out behind the arc on the right baseline. The same play twice in a row.
Right, and if Totten would have picked up on that, it would be an easy steal because it's almost like Myra's program with that pass, and all she has to do is jump that passing lane. But when Sharon went to the basket right there, Totten was the one that made the initial contact with her and gave her the forearm shiver towards the out of bounds. And then Kramsley got called for the foul because she got shoved into her.
First shot good for Sharon Diggins. She's got 18 points, make it 71-59 streaks.
The second one's up and good for Sharon, who's just made a living. That's her ninth make from the free throw line in this game.
Now Sharon knocks away the inbound pass, 72-59 streaks, with 3:57 to play in the ball game. Full court pressure once again. And they finally get it into Kramsey. Kramsey still in the backcourt on the dribble. Gets a pick from Zerusen. Still on the dribble. Looking for help. And now a pass stolen away by Jessica Lieber at the top of the key. Gets it to Myra Diggins. Down on the right block. Up off the glass. No, but she got pushed.
What's this going on? Totten?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking Totten.
Yep. Totten.
Yep. So Totten. Madeline Totten with a foul.
This is going to be Myra's fourth trip to the free throw line. She is 3 of 6 currently in the game.
Totten's third foul. 19 fouls now on Effingham. 3:46 to play. Ooh. First one for Myra. In and out, no good.
Looked like she had good bend and everything on that one, just bad spin on it. She kind of grabbed the rim and it went three-quarters of the way around and came back out.
5 points on the game for Myra Diggins. 3:46 to play. 72-59 streaks lead. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up from the Taylorville tournament. They'll take on the Rantoul Eagles. Scheduled for a 7:30 start. That one may be a little bit behind, as they were in the third quarter of the game prior to theirs at last we knew. 3:40 to play, full court pressure. This is Utz, and her pass stolen away by Sadie Hamilton down to Myra Diggins. Myra kicks it back out to Sadie at the top of the key. And she probably could have gotten a shot, but she didn't have her balance and did the wise thing, kicked it back out. Now Myra has it at the high post left side, kicks out to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side, swing it over to Paige Klink on the left wing. To Myra Diggins on the blocks, left side, kicks it out to Sadie Hamilton down near midcourt. Now Jessica Lieber has it out high on the right side, left wing to Paige Klink. Now it's Sadie Hamilton out high on the left side, back to Paige Klink on the left wing. Streaks doing a pretty good job of working the ball around, working some clock. High post, it goes to Myra Diggins, out to Jessica Lieber, back to Sadie Hamilton, 3:03 to play.
That screaming you hear is every time Myra touches it, Sharon starts calling for the ball.
Jessica Lieber, right wing, gets to Sadie Hamilton, center circle, left wing. Paige Klink, under 3 minutes to play, 73-59 streaks, and now a near turnover, and now a jump ball. And fortunately,
Coach Massey can't believe it because the defensive player was on the back of Sadie when the jump ball was called.
Yeah, went over the top of her, and it's going to go as a turnover for the streaks as the possession arrow points toward Effingham with 2:48 to play.
A couple times there, Sharon did have nice cuts to the basket. Unfortunately, the streaks weren't able to get the ball to her soon enough. They need to move that a little quicker if they were going to look for the basket.
Utz gets it down court to Kramsey. Kramsey on the dribble, down the left baseline, kicks out to Coffin. Right pass went right between her legs. And the streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, not a pass you want to make right there if you're Kramsey, because Coffin's standing there wide open. You want to give it to her in her shooting zone, which would be up around the chest. And she threw that one down low. It was a short hopper, and a short hop right through her legs.
Jessica Lieber right at the center circle. 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 73-59 is the streaks lead. Sadie Hamilton left of the center circle. Now Jessica Lieber, right wing, drives in baseline, scoops it up off the glass a little bit short. And the rebound comes down to Michael for Effingham. Bet she's going to shoot it. Yep, brings it all the way down, throws it off the glass, and hits nothing but glass.
Don't even need to get her away.
No, I mean, she throws it up with the right hand from the left side, wearing a mouthpiece, too. Looks kind of tough out there, but that's about it. Looks can be deceiving. 2:02 to play in the ballgame. Jessica Lieber gives to Sadie Hamilton down on the right block. Sadie leans in and tries to get a shot off, finally gets fouled. I thought they were going to call a travel. She did get fouled. Sadie's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul went against Zerusen, and that is her fourth foul.
Flaming Hearts faithful wanted the travel there, but Zerusen's going to pick up her fourth. Sadie going back to the free throw line where she is 2 of 4 on the game. Sadie, one of the more reliable free throw shooters for the streaks, has struggled a little bit recently, but let's see if she can turn that around.
And that one's hard off the back iron with 1:57 to play. 73-59 streaks lead. Back in for Effingham is Bailey Powles and Susie Parks as Zerusen and Michael go to the bench.
Tom, you know, I wonder if that knee's bothering Sadie a little bit because she's getting no knee bend on these free throws. Everything she's shooting is line drives at the back of the rim because she's not dipping down. A little bit better dip that time.
Not what she usually has. Now rebound by Sharon Diggins. She can't hit the shot. And this time the rebound saved in bounds by Sadie Hamilton, but Kaufman comes up with it for Effingham. 1:49 to play. Kaufman drives down the right side, scoops a shot up with the right hand off the left side, actually. No good. Rebound to Myra Diggins. She outlets to Jessica Lieber. Now it's Sadie Hamilton with it in the backcourt. Gets to Jessica Lieber across the timeline right of the center circle. Now Sadie has it in the center circle with 1:36 to play. Sadie on the dribble gives to Myra Diggins between the circles. Now it's Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Goes to the baseline. Gets inside the defenders and puts a shot up and good. Nice move by Jessica Lieber, kind of a hesitation, kind of almost a slow motion play there, but she was able to get the shot up and in. 75-59 streaks, 1:16 to play. Right baseline, Reed drives in, shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton.
Sadie wasn't having any there. Susie Parks came in and watched that ball go right back out of bounds.
So it'll be Powell's to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Parks in the paint. And
she's
kicks
not going
to
try
out.
It again.
No. Kicks it out to Kaufman. She'll pull up with a 15-footer from the right side. It's no good. And Parks gets tied up with Sadie Hamilton on the rebound. Possession arrow point. Streaks with 1:05 to play in the ball game. So the Streaks look like they're on their way to the championship game of the Charleston Tournament as they are here to defend their title. With 59 seconds to play. Myra Diggins out high on the right side. Jessica Lieber got shoved out of the way by Park. Now she's got the ball on the right wing. 75-59, Jessa with a runner from the right side, gets it up, and nothing but net for Jessica Lieber.
She has great touch for someone who probably can't see the basket all that well under over the trees.
Now a shot by Parks is no good. Rebound on the weak side goes off of Cramsey. Nope, they're going to say it went off Jessica Lieber last, and she got a foot stomped on, but she's limping around a little bit, hopping around, and, boy, trying to move that foot. Yeah, I don't know if it was an ankle or a foot, if it got stepped on or if she kind of tweaked it when it came down. Not sure. Inbound pass to Parks. That shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Smacked it right back down. And Jessica Lieber comes up with a 33 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber right of the center circle with 29. Now in the center circle, gives to Sadie Hamilton, left of the center circle. Now Jessica Lieber gets it back with 24 seconds to play. And her pass is knocked away. Streaks will have it on the far sideline with 22.3 seconds to play.
Parks is going to be happy when she doesn't have to deal with Sadie in the lane anymore. Say he's got five blocks in this ball game.
Back in, Randy Sibley is going to come in and replace Paige Klink with
Jessica
Lieber. Yeah, Paige was coming off the floor, but yeah, she's coming in for Jessica Lieber. Coach wants to make sure nothing's wrong with Jessica's foot or ankle. 28 points for Jessica Lieber as the inbound pass is knocked away. Let me add that. I don't know if I trust the PA guy.
No.
Yep, 28 points, Jessica Lieber.
That's what I've got, too, so we're all on the same page.
Thank you, Mr. Pyszynski. 17 seconds to play. Myra Diggins to Paige Klink with 14. Paige puts it on the floor, picks up now, looks for help, and gets to Sharon Diggins out right of the center circle. 8 seconds to play. Sharon on the dribble, goes to the wing, picks up with four. Now Sadie Hamilton with three. She can just hang on now. 1 second, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are heading to the championship game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Don't know who the opponent will be. At this point, it's looking like it'll be the host, Charleston, but we won't know till after the night is over. Final score, Galesburg 77, Effingham 59. And we'll come back and have a couple of minutes at least to talk about this one before we get you to the boys' game. The Streaks win at 77-59. We'll take this time out. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway.
Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Treat yourself to a happy new year with a trip to Farm King. Start with Interstate leather jackets and pants, 40% off. Take $10 off lacrosse rubber boots for men and boys, and you can take 10% off all Ruger pistols and rifles in stock at Farm King. Fire up the grill on New Year's Eve. A new Weber Spirit LP grill is $379.99, and you'll get a free LP fill with any gas grill purchase. Here's a treat. Milwaukee, DeWalt, or Kawasaki Power Tools at special New Year's prices. Register to win a free stay at Kalahari Resorts in the Wisconsin Dells. Check the details at Farm King.
No more scheduling life around your water heater. With the tankless water heater, you'll never run out of hot water again. Take a shower, wash dishes, and do laundry, all at the same time. When you make the move and want yours installed, call Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical.
The same guys you call when you have sewer and drain issues can now service your air conditioners and furnaces. Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical is proud to announce they have now added heating and cooling to their lineup of residential and commercial services. This makes them your one-stop shop for repairing just about anything in your home. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Hi, I'm Zach Johnson with Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical. And I want to start by thanking our customers. It's because of you we continue to grow. And if you haven't had a chance to experience our unmatched customer service and quality work, give us a try. From Randy and I and our crew, have a safe new year.
You never want anything to go wrong, but when it does, remember Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, serving Monmouth, Galesburg, and all of Knox, Warren, and Henderson counties. Call 734-PIPE.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is health.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Klinker.
3% over invoice, plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast. Rain likely after midnight tonight, 38. The overnight low. Chance of rain tomorrow morning, afternoon high near 48. Cloudy tomorrow evening with a low near 32. Sunny Saturday, a high of 52, 35 at night. New Year's Day, cloudy and colder. A high near 40 degrees on Sunday, 29 Monday afternoon, and into the teens Monday night. Currently 40 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Baker Gym, Charleston High School, Streaks win it 77-59. They move to the championship game as they defeat the Flaming Hearts of Effingham. And a good effort from the Streaks in a game that was tight throughout. And Streaks able to come out with a win. They outscored Effingham 13-8 in that final quarter. The big one was the third quarter, though, 24-14. The Streaks outscored the Effingham Flaming Hearts. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up in just a few minutes here ahead of the Streaks boys game over at the Taylorville tournament as they are set to take on the Rantoul Eagles. Their game's running a little bit behind over there at this point. But a good win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 77-59 the final. And they were tested in that one, Eric, and we knew they would be more so than they had been in the first two games of this tournament, but probably a little tougher test throughout than they thought. But, this is the kind of ball club that they're just a good – solid fundamental ball club, and you know, the big difference from what they played as far as fundamentals the first two games.
Well, and I wonder if it was a tougher test than they thought, or they just weren't ready for that test, because you're right, there was a big discrepancy between the first two teams they saw fundamentally and this last team, this last Effingham team, because we saw essentially in that second half after the streaks had an opportunity to kind of see what they were going to be up against. They came out and outscored the Effingham Flaming Hearts, excuse me, I couldn't think of the name, 37-22. So, and that was in the second half there, and that's after the streaks had led only by three at halftime. So a much better effort in that second half. And, you know, when you come out and you outscore a team like that, that kind of indicates that you've kind of figured things out. And yeah, I think that's what happened there.
Well, it was interesting. We talked a little bit at halftime. We thought maybe Coach Massey wouldn't use the same rotation, that he'd leave the more of the regular rotations in there. But he went with the same rotation in the second half, other than down the stretch when he was trying to run some time off the clock. He had maybe the main five or six different players in there, but it was nice of him to be able to get these other girls in a situation in more of a tight game and a pressure packed situation. Your Hannah Smiths and those girls. As we're joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post game coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual agency in Galesburg. And coach, we were just talking about the fact that a very tight game, and it was nice you were able to actually, you continued with kind of your same rotation throughout, other than when you were taking some time off the clock, but getting some of the other girls in there in more of a pressure situation.
Yeah, I mean, we used actually the same shift that we used against Eileman as far as rotations, and so we've been using it pretty regularly and stuff. But it was a good game for us. You know, I thought especially the first half, I thought we were uncomposed, that we made a lot of errors offensively. Their defense was very good. And then I thought the key was in the second half, was able to press without fouling. And Jessica Lieber made some good choices offensively.
Yeah, we saw that from her getting to the basket. And, same thing again, with Myra on the drive, Sharon on the drive. And, boy, Sharon's been making a living from the free throw line at this tournament. And really that's due to the fact that when the three's not there, she's taking it hard to the basket.
Yeah, definitely. Sharon, I think the game is, sometimes they talk about with good players that the game slows down, that they see things. And I think that's what's happening to her right now, is that she sees the game unfolding pretty well, and she knows what options she wants to look for.
Well, it's nice that you're here. You get to defend your championship. Don't know for sure yet who you're going to play. Looking like maybe it'll be Charleston, but a team that probably haven't had a chance to see because they played the latest games each time out.
Yeah, that I'll stay and watch them play tonight. The team's going to Coach Rux is excited getting to take them over to watch Eastern and Northern play tonight.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks win it 77-59 as they move on to the championship game. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Last spring, over 175 people committed to living healthier. They lost over 700 pounds. Let's do it again. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, the Y, and Hy-Vee challenge you to register for Commit to Fit. Beginning January 13th, we're going to help you watch what you're eating and get you moving. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit, to register. The first 200 people to register online and weigh in receive goodie bags. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Did I mention there's $1,000 cash and prizes up for grabs?
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Baker Gym here at Charleston, Illinois, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their pool, their side of the bracket, and move on to the championship game as they defeated the Effingham Flaming Hearts 77-59. Was the final score. The Streaks with a win. Coming up, Galesburg High boys are going to be in action in just a bit over at Taylorville. They'll take on the Rantoul Eagles. And on the girls' side over here, Rantoul getting ready to play Taylorville, who had gotten upset earlier. This will be interesting. Two teams that, like when we played Decatur Eisenhower, we were both wearing silver and white and black. These are two teams that are purple and gold and white as their school colors. Kind of interesting when they're out here for warm-ups, all purple.
Yeah.
So this game getting ready to get underway. So, yeah, Coach Massey was a little bit surprised that he was going to have to scout Charleston. He thought it would be just this game with Taylorville, but obviously not the case.
No, and this Taylorville team, a very good ball club in what we got to watch of them yesterday. Yeah. So I was kind of surprised, not taking anything away from Charleston, but just – seems like a very balanced attack. We saw that number four, who's being announced right now, she came out and hit seven threes in their opening game against Paris, and they also have good size inside. In fact, it looked like that they were going to dominate, and they did dominate for the most part Paris that whole game.
So the Streaks win their game 77-59 to move on to the championship game, which is not scheduled till, unfortunately, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Checkout time at the motel, 11 o'clock in the morning. What do you do in Mattoon and Charleston for 6 hours or so?
We'll find out.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I was kind of wishing that the schedule would be like it was today with games starting at 9, and then the championship would be at about 2:30, even if you're running behind, not so bad. But it's good, good for the Streaks that they are playing in the championship game coming up tomorrow night. Time to take a look at our post-game statistics, and they are brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, the Galesburg Silver Streaks led by Jessica Lieber, 28 points on the night. She hit 4 3-pointers, 6 2-pointers, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 28 points for Jessica Lieber. 19 points for Sharon Diggins. Sharon hit a couple of threes, a couple of twos. We talked about her making a living from the free throw line. 9 of 13 from the foul line for Sharon Diggins. Only two players in double figures for the Streaks, but it was balanced from there on out. 6 points for Sadie Hamilton, a couple of baskets, just 2 for 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Myra Diggins, 1 basket, 3 for 8 from the foul line. 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a 3, 2 points for Emma Junk on a 2, 3 points for Paige Klink on a 3, 2 points for Chloe Anderson on 2 for 2 from the line, 6 points for Rainey Sibley on a couple of threes, 2 points for Hannah Smith on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. I had the Streaks with 10 threes, 22 for 34 from the free throw line. Galesburg outscored Effingham 18-15 in the first quarter. The teams played even at 22 in the second quarter. The Streaks with a big third quarter outscored them 24-14, then 13-8 in that fourth quarter. Scoring-wise for the Flaming Hearts, they were led by the sophomore Stephanie Robb with 12 points. The other big sophomore, Caitlin Kaufman, had 10. 9 points for Kelly Utz, 6 points for Bailey Powles, 3 points for Madeline Totten, 1 point for Josie Zerusen, 2 points for Susie Parks, 4 points for Kelsey Cramsey, 5 points for Courtney Utz, 6 points for Jansen Michael. The Hearts, 11 for 18 from the free throw line in the second half, only went there once. They were 0 for 2 in the second half, 11 for 20 for the ball game, and they hit just the 1-3 in that second quarter by Kaufman.
Well, you know, we talked at half about one of the most important things was that we were going to need to really focus on handling the ball better, as there was only a 3-turnover discrepancy. Well, the Streaks only turned it over 8 times in that second half compared to 15 for Effingham. So the Streaks win that by a plus 10. Effingham continues their streak of only being out-rebounded in one game so far this year, as the Streaks got out-rebounded 36-32, so only a 4-rebound margin. And then the Streaks go 12-11, so they're out-rebounded, or they out-rebound Effingham by 1 on the offensive side of things. Shooting-wise, the Streaks shot at 39% from the field, 31% from 3. They were 10 of 32. I had them at 23 of 35 from the free throw line. And the Effingham Flaming Hearts shot at 43% from the field, 1 of 8 from 3-point range, 12 of 21 from the free throw stripe. So a pretty good game by the Streaks, and they were able to keep a fairly balanced attack outside of Jessica and Sharon. And, you know, in these tougher games, you need your better scorers to step up, and that's exactly what happened here. Now, Sadie, usually one of your higher scorers, only scored 6 points in this one, but she got it done with the other things that she does. She had 5 blocks, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals in the game, so she filled up that stat sheet.
77-59, the final score of the Streaks to win over the Effingham Flaming Hearts. Coming up, Galesburg High boys basketball. In just a little bit, they'll take on the Rantoul Eagles over at the Taylorville tournament, their final game of the tournament. They're now 2-1 over there. Not sure how that'll stack up as far as who's got a chance to win the tournament, but Brad and Jim, information coming up for you in just a bit here on WGIL and WGIL.com. So right now, Taylorville and Rantoul playing here on this one. Here's what the schedule looks like for tomorrow. The games will get underway. If I can find my schedule here, I've got the front page, but where's the back page? The schedule, here it is. With the seventh place game gets underway at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Then go out on a limb and guess it's going to be Rantoul
and Urbana. Yep. Then the fifth place game, that'll obviously be Decatur-Eisenhower and I assume Paris probably. And then the third place game, don't know yet who's going to play in
Actually, I think it's going to be Effingham because Effingham's 1-2 now.
Oh, that's right. Because that's their second
loss. Because Eisenhower beat them and we beat them.
That's right. So Paris will play in that third place game then out of our pool. And then the championship game coming up tomorrow night, scheduled for 7 o'clock. The Galesburg Silver Streaks looking right now like they will take on the Trojans from Charleston, the home team here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. We've got one more order of business to take care of, and that is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we're going to do that coming up after our final timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink announcing Galesburg Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year.
Clinker.
3% over invoice plus 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with approved credit. Going on now at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Clinker.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Charleston High School, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Effingham Flaming Hearts 77-59 to move on to the championship game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this is a case fairly obvious, but it's not always based on who scores the most points, but it's just a player that, in this case, that just really kind of took the game over, did so many things on both ends of the floor, not just offensively, scored a lot of points, but some things defensively as well, handling the ball also for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, and Coach Massey touched on it in the post-game interview you did with him, in that Jessica Lieber really stepped up, and she made good decisions on the offensive side of things, and that's exactly what played a huge role in the Streaks able to take control of that game. As you know, it was kind of back and forth there early on. She ended up going 4 of 6 from three-point range to really rein it in. Jessica had 4 steals, including some more that she could have probably had she not been called for 4 fouls. And then she also was perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw stripe. She only missed 6 total shots in all, actually, as she was also 6 of 10 from outside, or inside the arc, too. And she made a couple timely floaters there at the end while when Effingham was going on runs to put it back out. So 28 points for Jess to go with 3 rebounds and 4 steals. So a very fine performance by her. And if I recall right, I was looking for the sheet they gave us earlier, and I have yet to find it. But I believe that Jess now has tied, unless there's something that happened in one of the earlier games, tied for the tournament lead in most points in a game.
Yeah, I would think, I'm sure that's probably the case. So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. So a good win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They are now 12-2 on the season, as they defeat the Effingham Flaming Hearts by a final of 77-59. The Streaks move on to the championship game, and we will bring that to you coming up tomorrow night, hopefully around 6:40 for the pregame, but I'm guessing with it being the last game, maybe a little bit later than that, but the schedule for 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. We want to thank our studio engineer today, Bob O'Connor, also Nicole Olin, who helped keep us on the air here. Coming up in just a bit, it'll be Galesburg High boys basketball, the Streaks and Rantoul with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL. And WGIL.com. Streaks win at 77-59 to move to the championship game. For Eric Gibson and Nicole Owen, I'm Tom Erida saying goodnight from Charleston.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.